Sekou Smith and John Shoen of NBA.com, the Hangtime Podcast here. The 2017 Finals, John, is over. Kevin Durant made sure of it. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, 129-120 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They vanquished the champs and did it their way, did it in their style that they've played at a high level all season.
That was a fun way to end this series, a fun way to end this season. This was a historically good offensive season. I still think defense mattered because I think defense is what got the Warriors off to a 3-0 start more than their offense in this series. But we concluded this historically good offensive season with an incredible offensive game, 249 total points. Both teams shoot over 50%. And that was an incredible game, and Kevin Durant obviously was the star of stars. When the Cavs cut it to 3 early in the fourth, he was the guy that sort of showed no fear, you know, like just went out and took big shots and made big shots.
I felt like the rest of the Warriors drafted off of that too, like Steph kind of drafted off of that. Iguodala was great, 20 points off the bench, 2015 Finals MVP. KD gets a Finals MVP. Poor Steph, he's got a couple of regular season ones, one unanimous. And he was unbelievable tonight with a great step-back dagger over Kyrie in front of the Cleveland bench, kind of to salt this thing away.
He had 34 and 10 assists.
I know, people are going to act like he didn't play well. Steph's been great pretty much throughout the course of this finals. He was spectacular. One bad game, one really, you know, game that was subpar. When you look at the way they came together in this series, in this season, this it couldn't have happened any better for Steve Kerr, could it?
There was very few growing pains with this team. Yeah. I mean, they obviously didn't get off to the start that they got off to last season, but they had that ugly game to start the season against San Antonio. But after that, it was relatively smooth sailing, you know, and they didn't stress about how many wins they were racking up. They had the number one seed by fairly easily. And then an unprecedented 16-1 postseason.
The postseason run, they miss out on perfection and making history in that regard. Still, though, you look at this team and just put their accomplishments in context from the past three seasons. And then to cap it off this year in five games over LeBron James, guy who's been to the finals 7 straight years. Pretty spectacular group of guys and an all-time great team, regardless of that 16-1, are they not?
Absolutely, and you can't, I mean, the offensive numbers are ridiculous, but you can't forget how good this team has been defensively. I mean, they were the number 2 defensive team in the regular season, number 1 defensive team coming into the finals. Obviously ran into, played an incredible offense in these finals, so their defensive numbers slipped a bit. But like I said, I thought it was their defense that got things done early in this series, and their offense took over late. And that's the great thing about this three-year run with the Warriors is just how good they've been on both ends of the floor. It's basically unprecedented. A team could be so highly ranked on both ends of the floor. And that just shows you, that it's not just, there's no egos really. Like they're willing to put the work in on the defense, and they're willing to share the ball offensively. Their assist rate has been historically good over these years. I mean, that just shows you, this team is just about winning and playing together and playing the right way.
Klay Thompson, I thought tonight, didn't have an explosive offensive game, but was unbelievable defensively down the stretch on Kyrie. Made him work so hard, for so long throughout the game, it looked like Kyrie was spent at the end. Couldn't get loose, and when he did, he didn't have the legs to finish shots. It kind of left LeBron out there by himself to try and keep up with the Warriors, and he couldn't do it.
And he also, Klay also had a couple of big defensive possessions on other guys, like LeBron, like Kevin Love. He hit a couple big shots in the second half. There's also a couple big possessions in the fourth quarter where his gravity, where, a guy would set a pin down for him, and he would come out, and he'd come out to the perimeter and have two defenders with him, and that just produced a layup for the guy who was setting the screen. The one thing I love about these Warriors, I've said it before, is not that they're just such a great three-point shooting team, is how they leverage their three-point shooting to get better shots,
yeah.
Layups and dunks. Yeah. Their basketball IQ is so high. I think that starts with Iguodala, but it continues down the roster.
When you look at the forecast for this group. They're all under 30 years old, their core group. They're all under contract. You know, Steph obviously is coming up. But, you know, they're core four. And really, when you toss in some of these other younger pieces, McCall had big minutes tonight. Ian Clark didn't play as big a minutes as he might normally have, but
Patrick McCall was more useful in this game than Darren Williams, and a couple of the other sort of veterans that these teams have picked up over recent years.
Is that a credit to the system and just the foundation that they've set as an organization, the way they can bring in players and fold them into their culture and how they play the system?
Absolutely. It's a credit to the coaching staff and their player development. It's a credit to the vets who set the example for these guys. It's everything, you know. It's a bright future because, you know, they have Iguodala and Livingston as free agents. Those guys are going to have to make decisions whether they want to stay for lesser money or go elsewhere and get their final paycheck. I think winning and playing, you know, such an unselfish system makes that decision easier for them to stay. But if one of those guys is gone, they have guys that can step in and take on those roles.
What about the job Bob Myers did, though? Harrison Barnes leaves, you replace him with Durant, but Andrew Bogut's gone, you replace him with Zaza Pachulia and JaVale McGee. David West, who played huge minutes tonight, did a little kiss cam with Tristan Thompson at one point. That will be one of the lasting images of this finals. But just a spectacular job top to bottom for this organization to be able to retool after the devastating way they lost that 3-1 lead in last year's finals.
It helps when you've built a foundation of unselfishness, of a system that guys want to come play in, you know, with a coach that guys want to come play for. You know, I think, you know, we talk about culture in this league, and I think, you know, the Warriors have established a culture that people want to be a part of. And so you get guys like David West who say, you know, I'll take lesser money to come there and play and try to win a championship. It says a lot for the organization, starting with Bob Myers and obviously Steve Kerr.
We can't not talk about LeBron and the Cavaliers making it to the finals for their third straight season with a core group that's head and shoulders above the East, but has clearly run into a nemesis, you know, in these finals that prevents you from getting over that hump. I mean, if we're really looking at it, if Draymond doesn't get suspended last year, this could have been a third straight for the Warriors, theoretically.
Well, then we have to ask the question, if Draymond doesn't get suspended last year and the Warriors, say, win in five, does Kevin Durant come over?
Right, right.
Maybe not. And so, you know, as big as the gap seems right now, I'll sign up for this series one more time next year.
You ready to do 40, Shu? Really? You going to do 40s?
I'm ready. you know, the Cavs, they have some questions to answer. I don't know how they can retool given their cap situation. If it's, you know, the only thing you could sort of throw out there is trading a Kevin Love or a Kyrie Irving and trying to get some other kind of superstar and hoping a different mix works
right. Better.
Maybe some better defense.
Love struggled tonight.
He did. He didn't look right. Tonight. He looked, I don't know if he was injured or sick or what. He did not look himself, especially in the second half. There were some early second half possessions where he was very passive. And then walking down the floor, he didn't look right. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure the story on that, but obviously a tough time to not have your best game.
Got to give the champions their due. Kevin Durant made the move to, you know, to upset the order in the galaxy, leave Oklahoma City to come to Golden State. Everybody knew that this was obviously a distinct possibility. He's joining a 73-win team. He took a lot of guff from a lot of people about doing it. But if you're going to do it, you come over and you're the catalyst. You win finals MVP. You lead the charge in the finals. You close the game the way an all-time great player closes finals games. I don't know how anybody could argue with Kevin Durant's performance. He goes into the summer for me without any question marks about him as a player anymore in this league.
one of the best. You know, you got to put him right there after LeBron as the best player in the league. And the thing, we brought it up early in the season, his defense on LeBron was excellent, and it was helped them get the Warriors get out to this to the 3-0 series lead that ultimately, you know, was the difference, you know. And when you have a player like that who is so dominant offensively but also can be a positive contributor defensively, you have an all-time great.
No doubt about it. Sekou Smith and John Schumann on the floor at Oracle Arena trying to dodge the confetti and all the other people here wrapping up the 2017 finals. Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant, Finals MVP. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, the crew pick up their second championship in 3 years. We will see you next time on the Hang Time Podcast.
Let's go home.
Thanks for listening to the Hang Time Podcast, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes for a new episode every single Thursday this season. And as always, people, remember, Sekou Matata.